Now we have a briefing by MTR on an update, a progress report on the Sha Tin to Central Link. If you remember, they have been to see us once before, so this is by way of an update. It's a long-term project, as you will hear. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to you all. Right. I think we have Raymond Cheng and Mr. Chan from HYD, and we have Mr. Wong, Mr. Nye, and Ms. So from MTR, and we have Kelvin Wu as well. Who is going to lead the briefing?
Thank you, Chairman, and the members.
Thank you.
We have give the committee update, I think it's about 2 years ago.
Thank you.
Now we would like to have an update of our Sha Tin to Central Link in terms of the progress and the related matters to the committee.
Thank you.
Chairman, can we use the Chinese for the presentation?
Yeah, change channel, no problem.
Okay. And I'll have my colleague, Kelvin Wu, to make the presentation first, and we welcome for points to be made from the committee. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Fine.
好，多谢各位，俾机会我哋再同大家介绍下沙中线。咁喺过去喺2009年，我哋亦都喺当时嘅共建维港委员会咧，系同大家介绍过沙中线嘅。咁喺2010年10月25号咧，我哋亦都喺海滨事务委员会嘅会议上面咧，介绍过沙中线嗰个项目嘅内容。咁今次咧，我哋因为大约即系呢2年几嘅时间啦，沙中线嘅工程咧，亦都陆续开展咗。咁我哋希望借呢个机会咧，同大家去介绍一下沙中线工程嘅最新嘅进展。 咁或者都喺介紹之前都簡單再提一提沙中線嗰個項目內容啦。咁沙中線個走線咧就係而家大家睇到呢一張圖。咁喺圖上面啡色呢一條線咧就係沙中線嘅大圍至紅磡段，佢就將而家嘅馬鞍山線啦由大圍做總站嘅馬鞍山線延伸出去經過鑽石山啦、啟德啦、馬頭圍等等嘅地方咧去到紅磡。咁喺紅磡咧就會接駁翻 現有嘅西鐵線，咁就形成一條我哋叫東西走廊嘅策略性鐵路走廊。咁而另一段咧就係圖上面藍色呢一段，我哋叫做紅磡至金鐘段咧，其實就係將而家嘅東鐵線咧由紅磡延伸過去港島，去到金鐘。 咁而當沙中線落成咗之後咧，就會有10個車站嘅，當中咧有6個咧係一個轉乘嘅車站，咁就會當沙中線落成之後咧，會大大方便咗鐵路嘅乘客咧去到唔同嘅地方，譬如話啟德啊、紅磡啊，或者去灣仔北等等一啲同海濱亦都有比較接近嘅地方咧，亦都方便咗市民咧去到呢啲地方嘅。 咁頭先提過咧，當沙中線落成之後，我哋就會形成咗兩條嘅策略性鐵路走廊，分別就係圖上面啡色嘅東西走廊啦，咁而另一條咧就係圖上面藍色嘅南北走廊。咁將來乘客咧去，譬如話由邊境去到港島咧，其實亦都可以一程車由羅湖啊或者落馬洲去到港島咧，係唔需要轉車嘅。 沙中線項目咧喺過去喺我哋同個海濱事務委員會介紹咗之後咧，其實我哋亦都經歷過我哋嗰個法定嘅諮詢程序啦、刊憲嘅程序。咁沙中線嘅方案咧喺2011年嘅3月咧係得到行政長官會同行政會議去批准嘅。嗰個沙中線個建造工程咧，亦都喺2011年5月開始。當我哋喺立法會得到撥款之後咧，亦都開始咗我哋嘅建造工程。預計大圍至紅磡段咧會係喺2018年係落成啟用，而紅磡至金鐘段咧，因為要同其他嘅港島嘅主要嘅基建工程去配合啦，所以我哋預計咧就會喺2020年落成啟用嘅。 咁喺啟德土瓜灣嗰度咧，咁我哋嘅工程咧亦都已經陸續展開啦。呢一張相咧就睇到我哋喺土瓜灣站嗰個工地嗰個情況啦。咁而另外咧喺稍為遠嘅地方咧，我哋亦都會有一個啟德站。咁嗰個工程咧亦都啱啱喺上個星期咧亦都已經開始咗嘅。咁而另外我哋喺啟德舊機場嘅跑道嗰度咧，亦都設置咗一個等船轉運站。將工程所挖掘嘅嗰個泥土咧，就經由海路運走，而減低咧對呢個陸上交通嘅影響嘅。咁個等船轉運站亦都已經開始運作。咁而喺紅磡方面咧，我哋沙中線工程咧，亦都會係喺紅磡站咧設置新嘅月台。咁就喺即係圖上面大家見到黃色嘅部分，就佢個位置大約係喺個舊有嘅大堂，而家嗰個車站大堂下面啦。咁而另外我哋亦都會將舊有嘅紅磡貨場咧變咗做一個列車停放處，去俾沙中線做一個列車停放之用嘅。咁而另外咧，我哋喺嗰個在以前一個貨運碼頭那裡，我們也都會設立了一個等船轉運站。這個等船轉運站呢，現在是我們另一個項目觀塘線延線工程是使用的，將來沙中線在紅磡的工程呢也都會是即係使用呢個等船轉運站去運走一啲泥石啦。咁而紅磡站啊，或者呢個列車停放處嘅工程咧，亦都喺今年嘅三月咧係開已經陸續開始咗嗰個車站同埋嗰個列車停放處嘅工程嘅。咁或者我哋可以睇一睇嗰個紅磡嗰、那個個舊貨場嘅範圍裏面我哋嘅工程啦。咁除咗其實頭先提過紅磡站同埋列車停放處之外咧，我哋亦都係有過海嗰段咧，沙中線過海由東鐵線延伸過海嗰段咧，亦都會係經過一個即係由紅磡啦出發去經過維多利亞港去到港島嘅。咁而我哋亦都係嚟緊咧，當呢個過海段工程開始嘅時候咧，我哋亦都會喺翻紅磡嘅海岸呢度咧，亦都會興建翻一個我哋叫做北面嘅通風大樓，去為咗呢個配合呢個隧道而興建。咁而另外咧，亦都係我哋亦都會有一啲通風設施啦，係俾翻呢個新個紅磡站嘅月台嘅。咁呢一張相咧，呢一張圖啦，我哋就會睇到將來嗰、那個當我哋工程喺2020年落成之後咧，嗰、那個我哋係沙中線喺紅磡嗰、那個嗰啲工程完成咗之後嘅鐵路設施嘅情況。咁而去到港島方面咧，沙中線嗰個走線咧就會經過銅鑼灣避風塘啦，再經過灣仔北啦。去到喺今天灣仔碼頭嘅巴士總站下面咧，我哋會有一個會展站啦。咁然後個走線亦都會繼續向翻西繼續行咧，就去到金鐘站咧，就做一個總站嘅。咁頭先其實我喺介紹嗰個時間表嘅時候，亦都提過，我哋喺嗰個灣仔港島北岸啦，其實我哋會有好多而家進行緊嘅基建工程嘅，包括中環灣仔繞道啦，同埋一個灣仔發展計劃第二期嘅。咁我哋喺過去嘅一段時間咧，亦都同兩個工程咧好緊密咁去溝通。咁我哋喺當中咧，我哋都會去盡量同佢哋配合佢哋唔同嘅工程啦，包括嗰、那個工地嘅使用啦，同埋或者同埋大家睇到圖上面呢一張相咧，其實就係我哋將因為我哋喺銅鑼灣避風塘裏面咧，都要進行一個臨時填海嘅。咁嗰個臨時填海工程咧，我哋就同呢個中環灣仔繞道去做一個配合。咁喺佢哋個工程下面咧，就興建一個沙中線嘅保護工程。咁、那個工程亦都已經係陸續進行緊嘅。咁就大家圖上面睇到呢、這個即係地方。咁我哋希望去盡量配合個唔同嘅工程咧，去盡量減少工程咧，對於嗰、那個大家嗰個市民日常生活嘅影響。 咁去到喺港島方面咧，咁我哋就會係喺銅鑼灣避風塘附近咧，近紅磡海底隧道嘅附近咧，我哋就會係由海咧轉咗做即係喺陸地上面繼續我哋嗰個隧道啦。咁我哋喺嗰個登陸嘅地方附近咧，我哋會需要即係設置一個南面嘅通風大樓啦。咁同埋我哋需要利用而家今天景觀會所嘅地方咧，去進行一個工程啦。我哋個由呢、這個銅鑼灣避風塘同埋去到會展站中間嘅隧道咧，我哋需要用一個隧道轉滑機去進行工程嘅。咁所以我哋都會係喺呢個地方咧，會係將我哋嘅隧道轉滑機咧擺喺地底，咁就會係陸續開始個工程。咁預計個工程咧就會係喺2014-2015年間咧就會進行嘅。咁當我哋完成咗工程之後咧，亦都會將現有嗰個景觀會所嘅設施重置啦。咁而喺會展站方面咧，會展站個位置頭先亦都略略介紹過，就喺今天嘅灣仔碼頭嘅巴士總站嘅地底。會展站係一個地底嘅車站，咁佢會有兩個出入口啦。咁、那個出入口就會喺地面，我哋都會係喺嗰個即係車站嗰度個出入口咧，就會有一個扶手電梯啦，就上翻去海港中心同埋英軍中心嘅平台嗰、那個嗰、那個水平，去等行人去方便翻去翻灣仔北唔同嘅地方啦，包括翻我哋去可以本身由海港中心去到灣仔碼頭咧，今天係會有一條行人天橋嘅。咁我哋亦都會係喺工程嘅期間咧，臨時咧將一條天橋咧就去即係遷移嘅。咁而完成咗工程成個會展站工程之後咧，我哋就會將嗰個天橋咧就即係重置翻，咁就去等等市民亦都可以係即係行翻出去，即係由嗰、那個嗰、那個而家嗰個平台嗰個水平咧去翻去近翻海濱一啲嘅地方嘅。咁而配合會展站嘅工程咧，今天現有嘅港灣道體育館啦，同埋灣仔游泳池咧，係需要做重置嘅工程嘅。咁我哋就會係喺個而家體育館隔離嘅停車場咧，就會係興建一個新嘅體育館啦，同埋將同埋一個新嘅泳池嘅建築物。咁嗰、那個位置咧就係圖上面大家見到紅色嘅嗰部分嘅，咁預計我哋因為我哋嗰個原則咧係做一個先重置後拆卸嘅原則，即係我哋會將嗰、那個工程咧就首先就起好一個體育館，等當個新嘅體育館啟用之後咧，先至去拆卸舊嗰個體育館，繼續進行我哋嘅車站工程。咁預計咧呢、這個體育館嘅工程咧就會喺今年年中咧就會開始嘅。咁而同樣地，嗰、那個巴士總站咧，亦都會係喺期間咧，即係工程開展之前咧，就臨時遷移去臨時遷移去嗰、那個新填海嘅地方啦。咁當我哋完成咗車站工程之後咧，亦都會將嗰、那個巴士總站咧，就會喺翻原位度重置翻嘅。咁呢幾張相、呢幾張圖片咧，亦都可以睇到嗰個將來當2020年會展站落成之後嗰個情況嘅。咁頭先日落其實都提過個時間嘅，咁我哋喺啟德同埋紅磡嘅工程咧，亦都已經陸續喺舊年去開始咗嘅。咁預計咧，2018年就會落成啟用我哋大圍至紅磡段啦。咁而另外過海嗰段同埋港島嗰段咧，就會係預計喺2014年會開始嘅工程，就會喺2020年咧就會落成啟用通車嘅。咁或者我今日嘅簡報去到呢度，唔該曬。
Thank you very much. You've taken that at somewhat of a sprint. I think perhaps members may need want to go back and look at some of the slides again. I certainly think it'd be useful. Can we go back to Hung Hom? I think slide 7. Yes, this one here. So just so I understand, members understand, we're talking about two new structures.One that runs along the face of the podium, and one that's a standalone shaft, but both are planned to be at a height less than that of the podium, so that from a visual impact perspective, you're claiming that the impact will be fairly minimal, are you?
Hi. Yes.
So members,
so,
Okay. Please, you might want to just describe to members in little more detail what happens here.
或者我再即係詳細解釋一下嗰個紅磡嗰個設計啦。咁其實我哋喺紅磡站啦，我哋紅磡站新建月台啦，我哋需要一個嗰個通風嘅設施啦。咁就係大家喺呢個幻燈片嘅右上角嗰、那個通風，即係嗰個通風設施嘅。咁我哋嗰、那個通風設施咧、那個設計咧，其實就係會將佢嗰、那個通風設施咧，就係、是、不高於而家紅磡體育館後面嗰個紅磡體育館咧本身有個平台嘅。咁我哋嗰個通風設施咧就係、是個高度啦，就係、是、會比嗰個平台嗰、那個欄杆咧係即係一樣嘅，即、就、係、是、相同嗰個情況。咁而另外咧，我哋亦都喺嗰、那個一啲即係垂直嘅地方或者嗰、那個嗰、那個通風井上面咧，亦都會做翻一啲綠化嘅嘅功夫，咁咧就會盡量減低嗰、那個嗰、那個對景觀嗰個影響咯。咁而另外喺下邊嗰張即係右下角嗰張圖咧，就會係嗰、那個紅磡嗰、那個過海段嗰、那個通風大樓。咁當然即係因為嗰、那個過海隧道佢係一段比較長嘅距離啦，超過一公里嘅。咁我哋需要一啲通風設施去支援翻嗰個隧道嘅運作。咁而佢本身個通風設施嘅高度咧，亦都係比佢大家見到嗰個圖上面亦都有一條紅磡繞道嘅天橋嘅。咁我哋嗰、那個設施嘅高度咧，亦都會係低於嗰、那個紅磡繞道天橋嗰個橋面嘅，係啦。
Please, Paul.Yes, a question.
Yeah, Chairman, this is of course a very important site on our waterfront, and we have had previously seen schemes of how this site will be developed, and then the next thing we've heard that it was going to be a construction site and a work site for the various railway projects and the Hung Lam Station redevelopment, and this is the last kind of.Infrastructure that goes into the new station, because then you've basically after this, when you've finished everything, I think what we need to see here is what will be the entire site for the entire waterfront and how will all of this work. I think it doesn't make any sense to come to this commission and show the ventilation shaft when what we are expecting is where are the bars and restaurants, where are people going to walk, where's the bicycles, where can I go to the toilet? I mean, I don't see anything like that. I see the ventilation shaft. I'm not interested in the ventilation shaft. I want to see what this waterfront site will look like going to the future. And that's what you're going to show us here when you come to this meeting.Now you show us the ventilation shafts, Chairman, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in them until I've seen them in context of the final delivery for the entire site that is the big gap between Tim Sai Tsui East and Hung Hom. And this is what we expect the NTR to resolve as part of this project. How is this entire site going to link up the two waterfronts? What will be the GFA? What will people going to do there? What will be the activities? What will be, what is, you know, we don't expect you to show us the ventilation. You can show us in the end how, oh yeah, by the way, there's some ventilation shaft here too. We hope we don't see it in the final scheme. So I think that this presentation doesn't make any sense. And I have the same problem for the exhibition station.
Well, let's come to that in a minute. Yep. Please, Simon. No.
Chairman, basically I have the same view as Paul. Our main concern is, say, from the current Tsim Sha Tsui East waterfront, the farmer out, we, now it's a flyover. We can walk through that bypass before, but it's not ideal. So we hope that if we're on ground level, from the current Tsim Sha Tsui East waterfront, if you can link to that,all these yellow area near the EVA, what those areas will be, how those areas will be used, and how those areas will be opened up, is a public accessible, is something we are more interested, say, what those areas will be. And also, at that time when we walked past, when we have the Hong Kong waterfront opened up, we found the current position now used for the loading and unloading the soil, unloading area for the soil. That is a very ideal, we think at that time could be the ideal place for the helicopter for the kai tak. We like that helicopter pad in now in the kai tak garden, the tip of the kai tak area, move to that location because that will more close to the hotel rather than in the kai tak. So something we want to know, I think director planning here, KK,we want to know what is the total what the sort of planning for that area. That exactly, I think Paul and I have that idea. We don't want to see that two building. We want to see the total planning for that part, how that area to be opened up to us.
Any other comments? Maggie, please.
To be honest, it's a slight saying the same thing a different way. We were very much taken surprise by ventilation shafts in the past, so I am glad that it's on the MTR's mind, and thank you, because we don't want surprises like we had them before. But it would be very helpful to get the scale and the difficulties maybe you're looking at, you know, to have an integrated plan of what this whole thing's going to look like. It would, as Paul said, be very nice to think that maybe they'll disappear in the overall look of things. But at the moment, it's very, very difficult to tell. But I have to say, from my point of view, and given what we've seen before, thank you for at least considering them and knowing that we're going to be interested. But an integrated plan for everything would be very helpful. Thank you.
KK, how are we on in terms of the planning of this area? Is it still very early days?
Yes, it is still... I think the planning intention for this area is pretty clear that we would like to have developed some sort of good waterfront development so that Hong Kam and Tsim Sha Tsui East can be linked together. Much of the land at this area is belong to the railway land, and indeed the MPR had submitted in the past years has submitted some conceptual ideas to planning department for discussion. And I would think that this sort of liaison and discussion should continue in order to come up with a plan that will be make the best use of this waterfront asset.
MTR, do you want to respond? I mean, on the need for an overall plan? I mean, I think that goes without saying. How far is it developed, and when can we expect to see it?
Thank you, Chairman. And I well understand the members' point. And actually, what in our design is to use the minimal land for our tunnel in the ventilation. And the land now is open. It actually doesn't preclude any future development or consideration by any stakeholders.
But in terms of coming up with an overall plan for this area, where are you? You're obviously in dialogue with the planning department. How can we expect to see something from you fairly soon?
We are still, I think it's ongoing, sort of development and keeping the dialogue with the relevant authorities and the government side. And so I don't have any ideas on this yet.
Paul, please.
Through the chairman, may I ask the question, why do you think that we are not the relevant authority to show the plans for this site as a whole? You're coming to show us, and you show us the area for the site, you show us the EV, it's like an EVA and two vent shafts. We want to know what the site is going to look like. We're here to discuss the future for the public of Hong Kong. And it's like, so to your chairman, why are we not the relevant authority to show the plans? You've already shown them to the planning department. Why do we have to look at the vent shaft and the planning department can see the plans? What's going on? Who instructed who not to show the plans?
I don't think anyone instructed anyone not to show the plans. My sense is the plans are not sufficiently developed. But anyway, MTR?
Yes, Chairman, if I could supplement. Because for the time being, just we explained that the construction work of the Sha Tin to Central Link will take a few years. This part will complete by 2020. So it's still 7-8 years for us to work on the construction site. Meanwhile, what we have been doing is to make sure that when we come to the railway facilities, we would make the size and occupation of the land as minimum as possible so that we could reserve some area for public use in the future. But it has yet to go to the overall planning of that area. If you look at the EVA, say, for example, the EVA area, that we try to minimize any intrusion into that area so that in the future, if we are planning for any green area, open area, that area could be used for the public. But for the time being, we still are working on the railway scheme rather than an integrated scheme. So we understand that members will look forward to have more information. If we have anything developed with the government, we will come back and let you know.
Please.
Chairman, Yes, we have a couple years, but from the planning to and to implement the whole scheme, it takes time. We don't want to have another surprise of the Central Kowloon bypass. Right. But after they put in all the infrastructure, what else we can do? We can't do anything. So we all found the spaghetti of road, building, tunnel, and then venture up. The Central Kowloon bypass is a painful example for us, Chairman. Thank you.
All right, well, look, I don't think it's a question of coming back when you're ready. It's a question of getting ready, if I may suggest. So I think, can we expedite any studies that are necessary, discussions with the planning department, and we'd like to see you fairly soon at this commission with some conceptual thinking. That's all it needs to be at this stage. Come and share your ideas with us. I think that's I'd like you to take that away, please.
Yeah, sure. Point taken.
Thank you. Can we now move then to Wan Chai and the slide that shows the officers' club? Again, I mean, this is officers' club is being reprovided, isn't it, by MTR as part of the overall arrangements? Am I right? Please.
Again, that to me is the why the south ventilation building not next to the Coast Harbour Tunnel on that side rather than in the main road where the public have most enjoyment. We can people walk past. That only an engineering solution, not from a sort of enjoyment, people enjoyment position. Chairman, thank you.
Can you help us just explain why it has to be in that location, if it has to be?
Because we are now reprovisioning the whole facilities, we have to put all the facilities within the original land plot for that particular area. So we've got some height restrictions. So putting all this together, we have to arrange in a setting such that the equipments are all placed in a manner that won't have too many protrusions above ground. We have placed some plants, something etc. Underground. If the plants can be put there. And talking about the two buildings, because we have to allow the emergency vehicle access to serve the building, so we have to arrange the building in such a manner. But what we have been doing is trying to minimize the scale, minimize the visual impact of the building. So we come up with this arrangement for the pre-provisioning works as well as the ventilation facilities.
Please.
Chairman, sure. I don't understand why they want to take out the two separate buildings. They don't have to reprovision the police officer club anyway, so they can integrate the shop into the building. So basically, one single structure. So you solve all the emergency asset problem, all the problem. It is technically, engineering-wise, totally possible. Integrate the two into one.
And you put it adjacent to Cross Harbour Tunnel. You put it the other side. Paul?
If you walk there, Chairman, the footpath is extremely narrow. It's definitely below standards. And so if we're going to do anything on that side, we definitely got to set back the side boundary. When it's going to be redeveloped as government land, so I think setting back the sign boundary should not be a problem whatsoever. But I think the first priority should make sure that all the provisions for pedestrians in the area are improved, and then the remaining site got to be the one that the development takes place on, or the pedestrian access is easement across the site or whatever. But we've got to see all of this as a whole. I hope we can see that plan before we give any approval or any suggestion that it has been presented and noted.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, can I speak in Cantonese, please?
Sure, please.
我想问呢, 譬如这个南的通风塔, 即係佢係咪好似即係話有火警嗰陣先至抽氣出嚟，抑或平時都有風出嘅咧？咁會好唔同嘅，因為如果係火警嘅時候出抽嗰啲風、嗰啲煙嗰啲咧，我覺得咧擺喺海底隧道嗰邊咧，可能唔理想嘅。即係我同其他委員有啲唔同意見，或者請 MTR 或者可以澄清，因為你抽出嚟嗰啲嘢就係即係唔理想，即係嗰啲煙啊或者火嗰啲，咁你又出入去嗰個隧道，唔係害死隔離，即係呢啲好重要，或者你可以幫手澄清一下。
Please, Chairman, I think that this is the very critical part of the pedestrian link between the Island East and Island Swan Chai area. I think when designing the ventilation building and also the reprovisioning of the club, I think we need to take into consideration all these pedestrian circulations. Particularly, this may be an opportunity for us to improve the link between the eastern side and the western side of the tunnel portal. Yeah, you look at this this plan. I think I need to. I think we should have a better drawing showing the pedestrian circulation on the two sides of the site. Not to mention any possibility that whether we can achieve some sort of crossing over the Gloucester Road. I think if we can take all these into consideration, the design of the reprovisioned building would be very very different. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. MTR wish to respond?
Yeah, I'll
thank you.
Give some response. I think, I agree with the that people are concerned about ventilation buildings and designers and so. And the design of the alignment, I would say that overall design of the railway, it depends on a lot of factors. Like when I remember that back in 2009, we have some discussion on the temporary reclamation and the alignment, how we can minimize the impact to the harbor users, and as well, and as you all may know, that there are the north of Hong Kong Island is a highly developed area, so. There is relatively little room for our for the SL alignment for the railway alignment to be adjusted. So if the alignment today is constrained by this kind of factors, and if we shift the because the alignment is fixed, it's sort of constrained. If we put say the bench up. The ventilation facilities away from the current position, it may mean that we have to construct a lot of extra length of air ducts, etc. And I think because of the site constraint here, as I just mentioned about height constraints and the area constraints, and if we are to relocate the ventilation building, and it will maybe cause the height to be increased. So we opt to find a balanced solution to minimize the impact to the public. And in fact, if as I just mentioned before, the footprint and the underground structures, we integrated the two structures together so as to minimize the land, the above ground structures. That's what we have asking for in during our design process. And about the ventilation, about the exhausted air for the ventilation, just mentioned by members. And because trains are powered by electricity, and there is no harmful exhaust gas. There is no harmful exhaust gas from our ventilation shafts, and we are using a kind of piston effect, which means that the trains, when the trains passes through the tunnels, it will push the air out in front and draws the air back in the back. So unlike vehicular tunnels, we do not have harmful exhaust gas from our ventilation shafts. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, my suggestion on this one, I think there's more work to be done by MTR, I'm afraid. There are obviously members' concerns, particularly about pedestrian circulation in this area. I suggest you have a dialogue with the Hong Kong Island Task Force. I suggest you bring this back to the Task Force. It's an easier way to have an interface, if you like. But I think you need to bring back not just the VentSharp, but also the Police Officers Club proposal, because we've not seen that as a specific proposal yet. So bring the combined proposal to the Task Force, if you will, and take into account members' comments here, particularly about pedestrian circulation in this area. Please, Paul.
Chairman, one thing, the water quality in the Typhoon Shelter is pretty bad, and what I hope that they can make a requirement, if there's going to be any works in the Typhoon Shelter, that they pump fresh water in and flush the Typhoon Shelter. So pump fresh water all the way into the corner where the club is, to over time flush out that bad water that's stagnant there for years. It's not part of the current works. And I've asked for this now several times, but I don't see government picking it up. So I just want to make sure I mention it really early, so they can easily be included in your next in the project brief for the engineers to be included in the costing to pump fresh water from the middle of the harbour to that corner in where you have the vent shaft, and make sure you keep pumping water there for the time that you have a works project there, so that in the end we have fresh water in that typhoon shelter. It's a very cheap thing to do, but that seems to be impossible for the Wanchai Central Wanta bypass at this moment to install. So I don't know why.
Thank you. Please, Becky. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I also wish to make a point here, because I think HC is, as many members has pointed out, we are not just concerned about the station design, but more how it's being integrated with the nearby waterfront area. So as the MTRC come back, we really want to see how the stations, how this can be used, okay, the areas that are nearby to be used by the general public and to allow people to get to the waterfront easier. So I hope that it can be like more the people-oriented approach as to how we see things, okay, in the communities, putting the station, for example, in particular the Hong Ham station, for example, back to the Kowloon Task Force, as to see how this is being put into the context. I think this is a recommendation that we would like to see when it comes back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Could we just then finally see the slide of the...
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, Becky has told most of the points I would like to add. That presentation appears to be very much engineering oriented. The position of the ventilation shaft has been earmarked on the Wanchai Law of Outline Swing Plan. That has been a long process. You know, I don't think it is at the moment. I don't think we have any strong justification, you know, to move the location. But I would suggest MTR to when you put this, at least you put it into the context of the outline swing plan, on which there has a number of planning and design principle there, so that you can illustrate to this meeting how you have taken into account this sort of consideration. So at the moment you do not even, you know, show the Songling, you have only show the existing coastline, but that will change pretty soon, or that is changing at the moment because of the reclamation work.
Okay. All right. And could we just finally see then the? Sorry.
I just don't understand planning department's comments. So I mean, we're both sitting here kind of not understanding what is being said. The zoning is fixed, and that's why the ventilation shaft had to be dislocated. I don't understand what we're saying. I thought zoning is flexible. We can always change it to the requirements and design, and then follows whatever we do. I mean,
I think KK is just suggesting that. I think KK is just suggesting that context is important, and yes, part of that context is a zoning plan.
Yep. Sorry, but the zoning plan can be changed.
Sure.
Exactly. So this is not a given yet.
But let's look at the whole scheme and then make those sort of suggestions.
Chair, just one clarification. Yes, zoning can be changed, but must with a good reason. And the location of the Vanduin South has been fixed there after some sort of long deliberation with a very substantial input. even though that has to be put there, but still we have developed some sort of ideas how to, you know, facilitate pedestrian flow, this sort of thing. And I hope I believe that can come up with a better, you know, end stage design plan for that.
Okay, let's wait and see that when it comes to the.
Chairman, just remind everybody here that we have the harbourfront enhancement review, and that led to this outline zoning plan. The biggest focus was yes, central wants a bypass, no, central wants a bypass. Nobody was clearly focused on exactly the delineation of fence shafts and stuff like that. Now we're going to go into detailed design. Now we're going to see what things are going to look like. Now we're going to make decisions whether it works or not. You know, we're turning the world upside down. You know, we're having to do a broad land use plan, and we have to build according to the broad land use plan, and then the whole world has to find out we're in an ugly situation. I mean, it cannot be the case. That's not how zoning works. I can imagine that your boss, C.Y. Lung, gets very upset with all of this, that he cannot get anything done in this bureaucracy currently. I mean, come on. We've got a situation here. We've got to see the plans and then decide where the outline zoning plans is to change. You know, that's just indicative at this moment. When we went away
Paul, let's have the plans and let's undertake a review.
Yeah, but let's get some details here. But it cannot be given to them as a fixed situation. MTR has to know when they do the drawings that it could change. That they could change. But if they now walk away out of this room with a comment from KK that they can't change and stick to the outline zoning plan, they're not going to change it. So we have a conflicting instruction here to the guys that do it.
Sorry, Paul, there's been a suggestion from a member that they look at alternative location. A part of the review, presumably, they will look at alternative locations. Please.
Just a final remark on this subject from me.
Sure.
You know, the town report has been publishing changes to outline zoning plans almost every week. So zonings can be changed. But as I said, with good reason.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can we just move to the final slide? MTR, sorry. Yeah, I just want to draw members' attention to the fact that I'm not sure what you see here is the final world. I don't know if members know, but there are proposals, or they're thinking that development might take place above this station. So what you see here could well be covered by a deck, could well be covered by development above it. So I just put up a health warning, if you like, for members that this is not. This might be the interim, but I don't think it's the final. I think there are proposals to create a CDA here, I think. Am I right? MTR, I think they're proposing to create a CDA here. Am I right? Above the station?
I'm from the Highways Department. I understand that there will be some sort of thinking there, and Planning Department, I don't know whether they would put it forward later. I'm not sure at this stage.
KK, in a position to answer? Thank you.
Yes, the government is looking into the possibility of making the best use of this piece of land for some sort of topside development. And when we are ready, certainly we'll come to this committee.
Thank you. Thank you. Just so members are aware. All right, MTR, I think some work to be done, I think, if you don't mind. Hung Hom, we would like, in due course, a conceptual, holistic plan for that whole of that waterfront, particularly having in mind community benefit, community access. Work to be done on Police Officers Club and Vent Shaft, and bring that back to the island task force. And then I think on the, I'll come back to you in a minute, Maggie, on the new station, I think as soon as government's firmed up on its thinking on optimising the site, use of the site, then we ought to have this one back as well. Thank you. Sorry, Maggie. Sorry.
No, exactly that, in that obviously, if this is going to completely change and there's going to be a development, we need to see an integrated plan of whole of that and how those one, two, three, I don't know how many, four ventilation areas fit into that, not just little individual buildings along there.
Yeah. So, in due course, an integrated plan for exhibition station as well. Sorry, Paul?
Yeah, just looking at what I see is on the right-hand side, the ventilation shaft, and the little picture above that looks like a little sit-out area park. Just looking at the pedestrian walkways that cross the road, I can get across the road from the convention centre to that area, and can cross over from Fleming Road to the ventilation shafts, but I can't cross over to the hotels. It's kind of an interesting little park area that is disconnected from the nearby area. So again, this is put in front of us just like that, and then I'm not sure how that comes. But so the ventilation shafts with the little park area looks to me that is not an area where we're going to have topside development. I assume that this is a little park in the future, and that the area that is in front of Great Eagle and Harbour Centre is going to be topside development, but nobody wants to tell us. But we all know from all the architects and engineers working on it that it will be, and we know even the loading from the station and all these things. So it's kind of interesting. The government doesn't want to say anything in this meeting, but we have to hear from professionals in the community what is going to happen there. I think we should have some clarity soon. So that's the walkways, what's going to happen to the little park. And my third point is, Chairman, the reprovisioned Harbour Road Sports Centre, we're going to lose a very important facility there. Will that be reprovisioned? All those, the users will be reprovisioned there or not. As a district councillor, I'm fully aware that we have a shortage of facilities for the community, despite open space provisioning on the plans. We have a shortage of facilities, so I want to make sure that it will be reprovided or increased, the amount of sports facilities.
Okay, Sam, please.
Chairman, since the letter pending here, I would strongly suggest the government will reveal whether that bus station should be reprovisioned there. Since now we are really thinking to streamline all the bus routes, cut down to the city centre, because think about the bus along Carnegie Road. So that whether we should still allow so many bus go to there, use us as the bus terminus, I think government and transport department should review that. Particularly later on, we got that MTR station underground. So we should only allow minimum bus go to there, and in order to reduce the traffic along Henry Road and the other Chung Road. I don't think this is an ideal place for a bus terminal there. That only be a couple stops, I think, should be enough. I think the government should review the whole transport issue along in that area.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure KK has heard that. Please. Andy, please, sure.
Okay, Chairman. I think we need a lot more information about the design of the station, the station area. I think that according to the latest OZP, this is GIC1. Supposedly there will basically be GIC facilities within the zoning. But I think that if look at this the drawing, actually I don't really know whether the bus terminus will be on grey and exposed and open air, or is going to be a deck, or not particularly. I think that this is the only waterfront MTR station on the Hong Kong Island harbourfront. It can be a very interesting architecture together with the foreground. The foreground is going to be the newly reclaimed areas. Now, particularly, I think that the ferry pier is almost completed. When I was on the way to here, actually, this become quite a unique urban space for the whole of Wan Chai waterfront, and it would become the focal point for all the waterfront activities. I think now we need a lot more information about the design of the exhibition station in order to understand what can be done around this area. Since I think the railway project is already committed and it's going ahead, I think we need all this information so that we know what sort of constraint will be imposed on the future design of the waterfront areas. Thank you.
Okay, please. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, from an engineering point of view, quite a lot of this infrastructure, particularly in the railway development, we need to take into engineering constraint, and quite a lot of this, for example, the alignment, the ventilation requirement for safety. Once the engineering work being started, then definitely the outcome will be afterward. If you consider those community connectivity, that sort of constraint is very difficult. Now, what I think consider important is, in fact, engineers should be more transparent in terms of the initial planning, initial way in which how the community requirement can be integrated inside. Because if let's like this Sergeant Chandrering, perhaps you already started 10 years ago, already have this sort of conception.
But then later on, now it comes to a stage of implementation of the construction work have already started. Now if we look back and how we could improve the situation, then definitely the early planning and also the concept in which how the central link being designed. Now, of course, from an engineer point of view in the past, it may just look into the facility portion. But nowadays, it should be more transparent. And in terms of the way in which how this community can be enjoy the benefit of having the public service of the railway on top the additional facility that can be put in. Now, to this, I believe will be development with the planning department and all this sort of area usage will be more than important than how the facility actually provided transportation. I believe the integrated planning and also the concept in which for facility in engineering design to be more transparent and so that the community can understand even other part of the other professional, they also appreciate how such a design can be in fact fully utilized. Because otherwise, engineer just doing the constraint, just doing all this sort of thing, and at the end, it's come up to be, okay, most of the community requirement may not be satisfied. So I believe that is one point we could improve in future, and definitely we can ask MTR to go back to have a look any other area that we can, within this constraint, can further improve. But I believe one more important thing is, like Paul always mentioned about the master plan and all this, somehow we need definitely to every area, when a project being developed, it have an integrated look, so that every piece can therefore be agreeable by the community and then put in. So I believe this is perhaps the way in which engineer particular, like myself, will have to be more transparent and more community concerned, like what you said, the people oriented. That's our approach. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. Very wise counsel. Thank you. KY?
Thank you, Chair. I think I definitely need your special permission before I can speak because officially I'm in attendance. For the Wan Chai Waterfront, we have completed the planning work, so we have the alliance zoning plan. We haven't started any urban design for the waterfront, and there was good reason for that because we know that when the Wan Chai Waterfront was planned in line with the Central Wan Chai Bypass, we know that this is an underground infrastructure, so we have free hand to do whatever design in due course, even after this expressway is completed by 2017. But now, of course, with railway infrastructure being put in, there are all sorts of changes are being made, some to the existing buildings and infrastructure. I think it's time to actually first understand how, in more detail, how the railway infrastructure will affect or will limit the freedom of our future urban design of the waterfront. So on that basis, we certainly need more information from MPRC so that we can actually start work to look into this. Thanks.
All right. I think that's a appropriate. Oh, Paul.
Very quick addition to it. Again, we have lots of coaches standing around this area here, and I know we have a coach parking at one place, but you know, we have the train station here. How is the whole traffic flow and this interaction with all the other modes of transport going to work, and what's going to put that up for demand? I think we got to. I totally agree with Engineer Chan that we need a bit of an aerial plan for this, reflecting this the whole traffic flow. So we're expecting pedestrian buses, coaches, private cars, and see how all of this is going to work before we commit ourselves to support. The drawings we have seen here today, I think we cannot give any support to this until we've seen far more detail, not just for the top side, but also the area.
Need for an integrated solution. Yeah. Okay. MTR, I don't know if there's anything you want to add. Message I suspect has been received loud and clear.
Chairman, we are pleased to be partnering with the Commission, and as far as you know, that that engineering-wise and practicality issue, we could improve the visibility and the connectivity of the Harbourfront area. So you know, we're happy to work with the task group, and to further sort of consider the will that mentioned in today's meeting, and further elaborate about that our sort of detailed design.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, please.
Yep. Chairman, there is in fact one more station I've in mind. It's Kai Tak Station. I'm not sure whether Kai Tak Station should be discussed in the Kai Tak Task Force because it's right in the middle of Kai Tak area, forming a very iconic urban space. It's most probably the biggest urban space in Hong Kong. Although it's not waterfront, it's not harbourfront, but I think maybe Vincent can consider this.
Vincent?
Of course, well, this will be, well, I would welcome this to become part of our discussion item, yeah, okay. So that I won't be that lonely, you know.
All right, MTR, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll see you again, hopefully, fairly soon. Thank you.